Hey guys, Harry Wilmington here. You are now listening to part four of the five-part series, Stop Miscommunicating with Women. In part four of this series, we're going to talk about why it is that women test you, why it's important for them to do it in the first place, and how you can pass these tests, thus communicating to her that you are the kind of guy that she should be with. Are you ready? Let's take a listen. We are continuing our seven-part series called Stop Miscommunicating with Women. We are going to be talking about testing, why women give tests to you, and how you can pass them instead of doing what most guys do, which is supplementing to her and failing the test altogether. And if you're a guy that has dealt with a woman on any kind of relationship level, whether it's the dating level, the boyfriend-girlfriend level, the fiancé/marriage level, any of that stuff, you have been subjected to testing by women. And it's one of those things where, you know, you're going along with your day with her and things seem to be going great. And then she might say a comment here or do a certain action. And unbeknownst to you, you know, when you hear this thing or see this thing, you're thinking it's nothing, it's whatever. And you're responding to it in a certain way. And then suddenly things seem to go haywire and she starts seeming like she's mad at you, or that, you know, whatever answer you gave or however you reacted to her action wasn't the right way. And she starts throwing a hissy fit and you're sitting there wondering like what was going on. You were blindsided. Like, what the heck's going on? You know, it's like, you know, for example, let's say you're with your girl. Things are going great. You're about to go out to a party with her. You show up to the house to pick her up. She has you come in for a little bit. And then, you know, she's trying on different outfits and she's like, does this one make me look fat? And you're stuck. You're like, oh my God, how do I answer this? So you say to yourself, you say to her, you know, oh yeah, well, you know, that, you could be honest and be like, you know, oh, well, no, the outfit's not the best, you know, it does make you look fat. Or you're trying not to do anything. Oh no, baby, you look perfect. This is Nat, blah, blah, blah. And she suddenly gets mad at you and you don't know what's going on. You're like, what the heck was this? Or let's say, for example, you know, you're dating a girl and, you know, you haven't gotten physical with her yet. And all of a sudden she throws at you, oh, well, just so you know, I'm not going to have sex with you right away. Like, it's not going to happen. And you decide to go with it. Like, oh yeah, sure, that's no problem. Okay, this is Nat. And then, you know, you're trying to be genuinely respectful, thinking at some point it's going to happen, and then it never does. But then you hear her get with some other guy later on, and like after that first date, they were having sex, and you're like, what? But she said she doesn't want to do it right away, and she went with this guy and did this. Like, what's going on? Guy, the reason that you are not getting the results you want is because you are not passing her test. Now, there's the miscommunication comes in because of this. A lot of guys get mad or upset when they find out later that a girl was testing them. But the thing is this, if a girl gets to a point where she's trying to test you, it actually means that she likes you. I know, it's a weird thing. Now, I'm going to point this out in advance. There's a difference between, you know, what guys think is testing and a girl actually testing you. Because sometimes guys would be like, you know, oh, well, you know, this girl, she's playing hard to get because, you know, I asked for a number and she didn't give it to me. And then I asked her out and she said, no, she's just playing hard to get. It must be a test for me to try really, really hard. This isn't what we're talking about, okay? That's not testing. That is her flat out rejecting you, okay? The tests come in when you've gone on a few dates with the girl or you become the boyfriend and now she wants to make sure that you're basically being true to who you said you were and keeping to your word, or testing you to see what you're made of. You see, girls, and I talked about this before, girls since the age of 12 are constantly getting hit on by guys. And, you know, all these guys come to them and say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm a man's man. And, oh, you know, I'm definitely going to be there. And I'm, you know, assertive and I'm strong and this, and that. But as girls have found over time when they date a guy, a lot of the stuff that they say that they are isn't actually the way that they are. Now, unfortunately for girls, they're at a disadvantage because a lot of guys, admittedly, are liars. And they're lying in the sense that, you know, they're trying to put up a good front and put on a good show for her because they want to be the guy in their eyes that is that strong, assertive male type. But a girl can't just go up to a guy and say, hey, so let me ask you a question. Are you really confident about yourself? Are you really masculine? Are you a leader? Do you have a life of your own? Because every guy that she goes out with is going to try to say, as an answer, oh yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm a man's man. Yeah, I'll take care of you. I'll never leave by your side. This and that, blah, blah, blah. And they, again, they're putting on the show. They want to put on a show. So unfortunately, a girl can't just come right out and ask a guy,
about who he really is, because every guy's going to give them a positive answer. So over the years and years of dating that they've gone through, they have learned to develop these subconscious tests. Yes, guy, you're thinking they're probably doing it deliberately, but most of these tests that women do, they're not even really thinking about putting it out there as a test, okay? They have learned, it is ingrained in them to have certain tests out. Now, why would a woman test you? Well, she's testing for a few things. She's testing to see if you're confident. She's testing to see if you're assertive. She's testing to see if you're really a masculine guy. She's testing for leadership. She's testing to see if you have a life of your own. More importantly, she puts these tests out there because there's also things that she's testing for that she doesn't want you to have. She doesn't want a guy that's not confident. She doesn't want a guy that's going to be a pushover that she can just walk over anytime she wants. She doesn't want a guy that's uber feminine. She doesn't want a guy that's going to be beta. And she doesn't want a guy that's going to be clingy or needy, because God forbid it doesn't work out. Those are like the worst guys to get rid of. And unfortunately, most girls have gone through experiences where they've had to deal with these guys that were hard to get rid of, or that were pushovers, or that were too nice, and all this other crap. So again, when a woman is testing you, don't take it as a bad thing, okay? Take it as she's testing you to see what you're made of, to make sure that you're really the guy that you're presenting yourself as. And if you look at it in that light, you'll realize this is actually not a bad thing. Now, the question, of course, that you want to know, have the answer to, is how do you pass these tests? And the overall all-consuming answer is you don't react to the test. That's like the basic answer. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over 10 ways that a woman might test you, and I'm going to show you how you can pass these tests. But just as a generality, it's not that you're not reacting to these tests. It's that when these tests appear, you have to have certain reactions, and it's reactions that where you're calm, you're not fazed by it. You're seeing this thing and you're almost laughing it off, like, you think this is going to like rattle me or shake me? Try again. This is not even a thing. So I'm going to give you some examples. These are 10 examples of ways that girls may test you. I'm going to tell you what they're testing for and how you can combat it. All right. First test they might give you is you're out somewhere. Let's say you're at like a mall or something like that, and they ask you to either hold or wear something that is girly. So for example, you go into the mall and she's like, oh, hey, babe, I got to go to the bathroom. Can you hold my purse? Or let's say, for example, one time I was with a girl and we were in a glasses store just looking at sunglasses and stuff, and she saw a pair of pink frames and she was like, oh, hey, why don't you try these on? These look kind of weird, like, but you should try them on. Ha 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 ha. These are tests that are testing your masculinity. And more importantly, it's testing to see if you're in fact going to go that route. Now, a lot of girls will test this because they're not trying to find like a guy that's on the down low. And for those of you that don't know what that term means by now, it means a guy that is dating girls but is also secretly gay and trying to get with other guys. So again, a girl is looking for a masculine man that's going to be strong and be a guy's guy. So a guy's guy is not going to try to hold a purse. A guy's guy is not going to try to, you know, wear pink frilly things, or, you know, you might be with a girl where she jokingly says, hey, you should try this dress on. Ha ha ha. Like, no, these are all testing your masculinity. When these things come up, you can point it out, say, you know what? Sorry, I don't do the whole purse thing. I'm sorry. It's just, it looks too girly. I can't do it. And again, her reaction to that may be that she may initially act like she's a little mad, like, oh, he won't hold my bag. This is that. But subconsciously, you're passing that test. Like, she'll understand, okay, this is a guy's guy. He doesn't want to look like some kind of punk guy in public. So I get it. I won't have him hold my bag. It's whatever. That's just one test, okay? Another test. She asks you to buy her something or makes a ridiculous request of some kind. For example, you might be out with a girl and she might see, like, you know, you might be perusing the mall again and she sees like a diamond ring, some kind. Oh, this is a nice ring. Oh man, I wish I had one of these. Man, it'd be great if you bought this for me. Or like she makes some random request, like she calls you at 3 a.m. saying, hey, I'm really hungry right now. Could you like, you know, come over here and like drop me off some food? Like, I know it's like 3 a.m, but I'm like really, really hungry. She is testing your boundaries. She's testing to see what she can get away with. And when these things pop up, again, if you supplement to this and you say, oh yeah, sure, babe, I'd love to buy it for you. Oh yeah, I'll come right away and get this thing there. You are losing. You are not passing the test, and she is not going to respect you. So again, when these things come up, hey, that ridiculous request, oh, you should give me this ring, this and that. Be like, hey, you know, you could earn the money yourself and get it, because I don't know about you, but I'm trying to afford other things right now. Or, you know, she asked you to come at 3 a.m, like, be like, you know what, babe, love you to death, but I'm tired. This request, you know, you have to make something in your kitchen, or find a delivery this late at night, because it can wait. Like, it's okay for you to say no. Half the time, I think, honestly, girls are testing to see if a guy's going to be willing to say no to them because they need to hear the word no every once in a while. And if she knows that you're a guy that's not going to do that, you may think on your end, like, oh, if I never say no to her, it's going to be great. And she'll, you know, she'll be no that I can, I'll do anything for her anytime. But really, guys, she's not going to respect that. Like, you need to be a guy that's not afraid to say no every once in a while. Another thing she may do, she may ask you a dead end question like, do I look fat in this outfit? And when she does this, she's testing. Okay, honestly, I don't really know. I don't know why women do these things where they say like, do I look fat in this thing? Or, you know, well, tell me your opinion on this thing. I won't, my feelings won't be hurt by it. Like, either way, when she says these type of things, it is not in your best interest to give a direct answer. These are one of those, honestly, when I get these questions from girls, I laugh it off. Like, they say, do I look fat in this thing? I'll be like, huh, nice try. I'm making a joke, huh, nice try. Not falling for that one, but you look great, babe. Like, and I just won't answer the question. And that's another thing too. You don't have to answer everything that a girl asks you. If you think it's going to be a thing where the answer you give is going to get you in trouble, you can say, you know what? I plead the fifth. I'm not going to answer that. She might be like, what? Wait, no, just let me know. I'll be on. It's cool if you're honest. Like, nope, nice try. Been here before. Not taking that route. But hey, you figured out for yourself. I'll be over here. Again, you'll get more respect doing that than actually answering the question, but you'll also be passing the test, whatever the test is that it is. Another way women will test you is they will try to change plans on you at the last minute. Well, they do a few things. They'll either change plans on you at the last minute, they'll become late for a date, or they'll try to make last minute plans. So say, for example, you're sitting at home, you don't have anything planned that day. All of a sudden she hits you up and is like, you know, hey, I know it's last minute, but I think we should hang out now. She is testing your level of desperation and neediness. Because if you were a guy that had a life of his own, then she would realistically need to schedule time to be with you. But if she knows that, you know, you're at her beck and call, and anytime she calls you up that you're going to be available, she'll start doing things like, you know, last minute saying, oh, well, I know we had plans to do golfing, but let's do laser tag instead. Or be like, you know, oh man, you know, I really want to go to this date, but you know what? Something just came up and now I can't go. But you understand, because you know how things get. When these things happen, guy, this is when you need to stand up for yourself, okay? For example, if a girl tries to change plans last minute, you can say, you know what, babe, I already got the tickets to this thing. I already have my heart set on this. Why don't we schedule this activity that you want to do now all of a sudden last minute for some other time? Or if she's making last minute plans, don't get into the habit of accepting her last minute plans, okay? Again, it's a test. So you need to let her understand that your time is just as valuable as hers. She calls you up last minute to do something, be like, hey, you know what? I'd love to do this, but I already scheduled something else. But hey, babe, next time you want to do something, see if you can schedule it more in advance and I'll be glad to do it. Then after like two or three times of that happening, she'll start to respect that you want her to be respectful of her time and she will be less likely to plan things last minute. Or she'll hit you up and say, hey, you know, I noticed last minute, but I got tickets for this concert. I'd love for you to go. If you can't, I understand, but I'd love for you to do this. At least then there'll be a little more understanding on her part to where it's like she'll understand that even though it's last minute, she still needs to see if it's okay and not just assume that you're going to be available right away. Another way that girls test guys is by acting annoying. Now, this is something that my mom did to my dad, and I've told the story before how, like, you know, she needed to test. She tested him out by basically, you know, she was around him and his friends one day, and they were on the basketball court, and she started just getting really, really annoying and, like, acting out and, you know, halfway teasing him and stuff like that. And then later on, after the friends were gone, you know, we sat her down and said, hey, look, don't ever do that again. Like, that was embarrassing. I don't appreciate that. You can come to me a different way, but don't do that in front of my friends. It's embarrassing. And the reason that she did that was to test his temperament. And this is the thing that girls will do because honestly, guys, there are a lot of guys out there that, you know, will abuse women or, you know, start hitting them when they get angry or yell at them and scream and shout. And women are really afraid of dating these kind of guys because when they first meet a guy, everything's nice and rosy and the guy's trying to be all nice to them. And then it's going to get to a point where that they get to that argument and he's going to react a certain way. And girls do not want to date a guy that's going to lash out at them or cause them harm. But again, she can't just ask a guy, well, are you going to be the type of guy that abuses me or yells at me when we get into a fight? Because every guy is going to say, no, not me. Of course not. So early on in the relationship, they will throw out these little tests just to try to see what level of anger you are going to have. And when this thing happens, you need to be able to be the guy that's able to calmly set her aside because you don't want to embarrass her in front of anybody. Even if she's embarrassing you in front of your friends, you do not do that to her. Take it to the side and say, hey, babe, you know what? When you did this thing, I got really, really annoyed. We need to talk about it because I don't like the way you handled that situation. So you can come up to me in a more respectful manner or we don't have to do this thing at all. And that's going to get you, again, that's going to get you better results, and it's going to allow you to pass that test versus if she gets all annoying and starts lashing out at you and you decide to retaliate back, well, I'm going to be annoying too, and blah, 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 and screw you, lady, and how dare you act this way in front of me? That's what she's expecting. Don't give her what she expects, because if you do, you are going to fail that test. Another test that women do is they withhold sex. Specifically, not that, you know, once you're in a relationship, they're withholding it, but like usually it's prior to you start getting really, you know, serious with this girl. She's going to bring along this thing where she says, you know what, just so you know, we're not having sex right away. Like, I want to take my time with it, and, you know, we're not going to rush into anything, so don't be expecting sex after this first or second date. And first of all, when this happens, this is actually great for you, guy, because believe it or not, what this actually means is that she is already thinking about having sex with you. Think about it. If you're on a date with a girl and you're not bringing up sex talk at all, and she's the first one that says, by the way, we're not going to have sex, she's already thinking about it. But the reason she's bringing it up is because she's been in situations where she's been hurt by guys that she did, in fact, get physical with too quickly. So this is just her big disclaimer to see if this is the only thing that you're dating her for. Like, the only reason she's saying it is to see how you're going to react when she says it. Now, if you're like most guys fail this test, because as soon as they say it, the guy's like, oh, well, I'm not really about that, but, you know, I mean, it'd be nice to have sex with you at some point. And then they start trying harder to break her down to have sex. It's like now something she threw down the gauntlet, and now to them it's a challenge to try to get her into bed. When you do this, guys, you fail the test. So what you need to do is what I've been saying to you guys for a minute. In fact, I've said it on quite a few podcasts. This is why I tell you guys not to be trying to bring up sex on those first few dates. And specifically, you can go back to podcast number 18, which is, ironically enough, called Stop Focusing on First Date Sex. If you take sex for yourself, if you take it out of the equation for any first dates or any second or third dates, like I'd say after the third date, you should just assume no sex is going to happen. Then when a girl brings up this whole thing about, well, we're not going to have sex right away, you can easily and honestly be like, you know what? I agree with you. Like, we're not doing it. And she'll probably be like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, no, really. You know what? I understand. Hey, I'm that guy. And this is what I tell girls on all first dates. I said, you know what? Honestly, I'm that guy. I can wait as long as it takes. Like, I can wait one date, two date, 10 dates. I don't really care. But then I also tell them that, you know what? Whenever we do have sex, though, I want to have it on a regular basis. Now, the reason I say that is because you don't want to be the guy that just full out says, well, yeah, let's not have sex. It's a great idea. Because now she's going to be thinking, oh, he actually agreed to that? Like, he doesn't want sex at all? Like, wow, I didn't expect that to be the full on answer. But if you say that with a disclaimer that when you do have it, you want to have it regularly, a few things happen. One, she knows that sex is an option. So whenever she decides to break this whole rule of her withholding sex, you're going to be cool with it and you're not going to judge her. And it also lets her know that you're going to want it consistently, and that you'll be more disappointed later on if you have sex with her and then don't get it on a consistent basis than you would be if you have to wait for it. And that's what I do. So when I go on dates with these girls, I say this exact thing. And what happens is usually by the second or third date, they're ready to hit it off and, you know, have some action with me, because I'm being so patient with it that they realize that they don't want to be patient with it. Again, it's messed up, but essentially by saying you're agreeing to her term of withholding it with a disclaimer that you want to have it regularly when you get it, you're passing her test and you're showing her that you're not just about the sex. Again, it's amazingly simple. Took me years to figure this out, guys. Seriously. Number seven test that women will give you is throwing a tantrum about something. For example, you might say, you know, you don't want to go to something with her. And she'd be like, you know, well, you never do this, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, why can't you just do what I want to do? And this isn't that, whatever. She's testing you to see if you get fazed by her outlandish behavior. Why is this? Let's say down the road, you guys work out and you guys have kids. Kids are going to throw tantrums. And again, a girl can't ask you, well, you know, if we have kids down the line and they throw tantrums, will you be able to handle it? Because you're going to say yes. So she almost has to revert to some childlike stage and throw the tantrum herself to see how you handle it. Now, again, she's looking to see what your reaction is going to be. So when these things happen, guy, you got to be the calm and cool guy that almost laughs off that this is happening. Like, you can really look at her and be like, wow, this behavior work on guys dated before? Because you know what? This isn't how I handle things. Like, we can talk about this thing rationally if you want to, but if you're going to act like that, I'm going home. Like, I just don't deal with this stuff. And again, by not engaging in the behavior that she's trying to throw off, it's going to allow you to pass her test, because she doesn't want a guy that's going to lose his cool every time things go haywire. In the span of life, a lot of things are going to go haywire and out of whack. And when that happens, she wants to be able to rely on you as the bedrock and the foundation that she can go to lean against when things are going out of whack. And if you're not going to be able to prove that to her by, you know, she throws a tantrum and now you want to throw a tantrum and you want to throw a bigger tantrum to prove that you can throw one, then you are going to fail her test and you're not going to be showing that you are the guy for her. Another way girls that'll test you, number 8, is giving you a direct order or ultimatum. And a girl will do this to see if she can boss you around, to see if she is, in fact, the one wearing the pants in the relationship. So, for example, let's say you're a smoker. And by the way, I don't advise you guys to be smoking. You should be quitting. It's horrible for you. But anyway, let's say you're a smoker. She might come to you and say, you know what? Either you need to stop smoking or this relationship is over. This is her testing to see if she's bossy. And when that happens, guy, honestly, you don't need to respond to that in the way that she wants you to, at least. Like, you don't need to give in to her and say, yes, dear, you know what, I'll stop right away. Hey, you know what? Look at her and say, well, you know what? If that's what it takes, I like smoking. Obviously, this isn't going to work out. Best of luck to you. I'm out of here. And she'll probably take it as like, wow, like, what the heck? Like, I mean, we don't have to any things like that. I just really don't want you to smoke, babe. You know what? But if that's something you do, you know, I hope I can help you stop it. But I mean, I didn't really mean what I said, that it's got to be me or this or whatever. Like, you shouldn't ever treat a woman's ultimatum as a have to. It initially starts out as really just a request. But what happens is, over time, they go through so many guys that they're able to do this to, and they just automatically bow down and do what they want to, that they start using this as a tactic to try to get what they want. And you need to be the guy that puts a stop to that and says, look, there are no ultimatums around here, okay? We can negotiate, we can talk about it, but you're not going to just give me this direct thing that I have to do or else it's curtains, because you know what? I'll draw the curtain right now. Like, I don't care. You need to show that you are the one that wears the pants in the relationship, and that when it comes to her trying to tell you what to do and how to do things, that there's a better way to go about it than giving ultimatums. And let her know, ultimatums are not the way for her to get what she wants, okay? Niceness from girls is usually the best way for her to get her way. And she needs to learn that, but she's not going to learn that if you're constantly giving in to these direct orders that she's giving to you. Number 9 way that a girl will test you is that she'll complain about some kind of habit you have or some kind of activity that you like and tell you that you shouldn't do it. You know, it's kind of thing like, you know, let's say you want to play basketball with the guys or you want to watch sports on Sunday. She might come to you and be like, you know, babe, you know, I'd really like it if, like, you know, you didn't, like, you know, spend so much time with the guys all the time, and well, maybe you shouldn't watch football so much, and, you know, we really appreciate it. She's testing to see if she can, in fact, manipulate you. Now, think about this, guy. There are so many guys that they meet a girl and they're into, like, this thing heavy. Like, let's say they're into, you know, music or playing the guitar a lot, or they're into, we'll say, baking for all purposes. I can't think of anything else right now. But the point is, they have an interest that they're really heavy into. And, you know, initially the girl loved it and there was, you know, really happy that this guy had a hobby that he was into. And all of a sudden, you know, 6 months, 12 months into the relationship, she's talking about, well, you should, you know, cut back on this thing. And guys think, okay, well, if I change this thing, or if I stop doing this thing altogether, then she'll like me a lot more. But they forget that this is part of the reason that they fell in love with you, is that you were doing this thing and had this interest that you were just so focused on and just had such a strong desire to do. So she's thinking she can cut this thing out of your life and it'll be fine. But then she finds out, once it's cut out, that, you know, the joy you had and the passion you had for this thing was also the passion that you were bringing to her. And now that's starting to dwindle because you're not doing that passion anymore. And then she ends up leaving you because it's like, well, he's changed and he's not the way he once was. But she's the one that brought that about. But you didn't have to agree to it. So in essence, you failed her test by agreeing to change or not do the thing that you love to do so much, because you allowed her to be the manipulator. And honestly, her being able to manipulate these type of things from you is no fun from her, because essentially once she does it, she knows she has you, that you're a suck up, you're boring, and now she's going to want to throw you out. So when these things come up, again, she says, oh, you know, I wish you wouldn't watch football so much. Be like, laugh it off. Be like, hey, babe, I mean, that's kind of why you fell in love with me, right? Like, if that's changed, then you let me know, because I'll find some other woman that, you know, likes that I watch football or whatever. Don't let her change you. It's a test, and it's one that you should not see yourself trying to fail. And the final way on this list, anyway, that a girl will test you is they will try to make fun of you in some way. So, for example, you're out and about doing something, and she might be like, you know, yeah, you look really goofy doing that, blah, blah, blah. Now, this will typically happen. Again, this isn't for, like, you know, girls that don't like you. You meet them off Jump Street and they're just trying to insult you or whatever. This is what you do, like, down the line, like, you've been going out for 3 or 4 months and things are going pretty good. And she might just throw, like, a sly comment in here or there just to see if you're on your game. And they're doing it really to see if you can stand up for yourself. Because ultimately, girls want to be with guys that are strong and are confident and assertive and can stand up for themselves. Because if you can't stand up to her, she's going to know that you can't stand up to, you know, other situations like, you know, God forbid you have kids and they're trying to be bossy all of a sudden, or somebody comes up to her and treats her the wrong way. Are you going to be able to be that stepping guy that steps up and says, hey, don't treat my woman this way? But she's going to test that by coming to you first and being like, you know, oh yeah, your socks are, you're really, really goofy, or ha 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 ha. You need to let her know, hey, that's not cool. Like, I know you're trying to probably joking or whatever, but these little insults here, these little snide comments aren't going to fly, okay? I don't appreciate that. Now, a girl that respects you and wants to be with you, you can say that to her once and she will get it and she will stop. A girl that's not into you, she'll try to keep on throwing these little insults or sarcastic comments at you, at which point you know that either her interest is waning or she never respected you to begin with, at which point you need to get rid of her. But either way, don't accept those kind of comments. Again, you ain't got to come at her all hard like, you know, hey, don't make fun of me like this and blah, 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 blah. It should always be taken. When girls throw tests at you, you should always take it with a grain of salt and take it as though it is just the stupidest thing in the world and almost like halfway laugh it off like, yeah, that's not going to fly. No, I'm not going to take that. You withholding sex? Yeah, you know what? I'm cool on that. I can wait longer than you. It's whatever. I don't care. Like, you need to have this kind of attitude. And it's this type of attitude that, believe it or not, is going to help you pass these subconscious tests of hers and are going to keep her around. So in conclusion, guys, I know these tests are going to be annoying, and throughout the course of your life with the woman, she's going to be throwing these tests out after you every once in a while just to make sure that you're on your toes, that you're still in your game, and that you're still the confident guy that's the masculine guy that she fell for. And that's fine. But don't take these tests as bad things, you know? Now, there's a difference. Again, if these things start coming where they're more frequent and she's like always throwing insults at you or constantly withholding sex, then you got a problem. And that problem is she's starting to lose interest. But if it's just every once in a while, it's really just to keep you on your toes. So don't let that be a miscommunication that trips you up. Don't think that these tests are bad things, okay? Tests just means she loves you so much that she wants to make sure that she's with the guy that she fell in love with in the first place. And in that sense of the word, it's a very, very good thing.